Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified chiropractic physician, a board-certified nutritional specialist, and I've been in private practice for 25 years. For the last 19 years, I've specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama, where I employed five medical doctors and a very large support staff, and we specialized in using integrative medicine, which is using judicious use of a very small amount of prescription medication and natural remedies to treat a variety of different patients from throughout the Southeast. In 2003, I sold that practice, and I've been practicing solo ever since. For the last 5 or 6 years, my practice has evolved to where 95% of my practice is now phone consults, and I work with patients throughout the world. Tonight, I'm going to be taking your questions, and I look forward to those. I've also got some questions that have come in by email, and I'm going to do my best to answer some of those, try to whittle those down a little bit before I take the live questions. I often get asked what makes me different from most doctors, and why do I have success with fibromyalgia? And I think tonight you'll get to hear why that is the case. Unfortunately, with fibromyalgia, most doctors don't really understand fibromyalgia, if they even acknowledge that fibromyalgia exists, and many still don't. And what happens is it's really a frustrating scenario for the patient who attempts to go to their family doctor or even to the local rheumatologist and get anywhere meaningful with their fibromyalgia, because the conventional medicine approach for fibromyalgia of covering up symptoms with drugs is a dead end. There are just too many symptoms of fibromyalgia to try to cover up, and before you know it, you can be on half a dozen to a dozen drugs. And so that approach in and of itself does not work. Now, I'm not anti-drug. I'm anti-wrong drug, too many drugs and drug only. There's certainly a time and a place for drugs, and sometimes it's your best option and your only option sometimes. But what I find in my patients is that the only way to reverse your fibromyalgia, and you can beat fibromyalgia, but the only way that you can do that is you got to get healthy. And that sounds kind of simplistic, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote my book, Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, is because I need to be able to lay that out about how our bodies really work. And our bodies don't suffer from a drug deficiency. You know, drugs are prescribed to treat a symptom. Our bodies operate from the foods that we eat, and from those foods we should be able to get enough vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids to make the hormones, make the brain chemicals, to make the things that we need to do to make the body run like it's supposed to. But unfortunately, many folks, including those with fibromyalgia, they either genetically can't make those chemicals, or it's a combination of that, or they just are not getting enough of those chemicals in their diet, or typically in the fibromyalgia patient, they become so stressed out over the years, so deficient in these stress coping chemicals, the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and the hormones, that they get so run down that the body cannot regulate itself, and that's what sets up this whole thing called fibromyalgia. Well, tonight, before we get too much further, what I'd like to do is have one of my patients come on the line, a patient that I'm working with right now, who's been working with me in a program, a six-month Get Healthy program, and let's see if we can get Janelle on the line. Give me just a second here. Let's see, Janelle, if you can hit *6, that'll bring you on the line. We'll see if Janelle can get on the call here.
Yes.
Hi, Janelle. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Murphy. I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, so Janelle Smith from Georgia has been working with me for the last few months, and we still got a little ways to go, but you've made considerable progress, and I just wanted you to be able to have the opportunity to share your story tonight. Janelle, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your fibromyalgia?
Yes, Dr. Murphy. I was diagnosed 18 years ago with fibromyalgia, so I've been suffering with this for a long time. And I have had pain, almost constant all over ache, like a toothache. Memory problems, I've had brain fog, all over soreness, unrefreshed sleep, morning pain, stiffness, and so on. But anyway, I was a school teacher, and the doctors started giving me medications, and they just, as it got worse and worse, the medications didn't seem to help. So they just kept, over a period of time, just kept adding more and more medications, and they really didn't help that much. But as a teacher, I was pretty much expected to stand up a lot, and I was unable to do that. But I retired, and 3 years before I retired, I got so bad that I would come home in the afternoon and lie down on the couch, and I would be there until just about time to go to bed every night.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really rough. And then after I retired, I thought, well, I'll have time to rest and get better. Well, I just got worse and worse. And so
yeah.
That has been my deal in dealing with the fibromyalgia.
Well, so when we first started, not only had you been diagnosed with the fibromyalgia, which really is an umbrella, it really just means you know your body's broken down, but you also had type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure, had problems with insomnia, high cholesterol, and IBS, and reflux.
Correct.
You had a whole host of stuff going on, didn't you?
Oh, I sure did. I was having a lot of problems with my stomach, especially, and the other things, but I'd been diagnosed with IBS. I was having terrible pain in my stomach. I was given Levsun. They said that the IBS went along with the fibromyalgia, and was no tests were done or anything. But anyway, the Levsun would stop the pain until the next time, and then it would happen again. But as it turned out, I found out through you that one of my problems was I was allergic to gluten, or had a sensitivity to gluten. And after I got off of that, that helped tremendously.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing, you know, one of the things we saw in your blood work is you had these elevated liver enzymes. Which is real frustrating, because I think, you know, remember, you shared with me that your doctors kept telling you that everything was fine with your blood work, and obviously that wasn't the case.
They were saying I was concerned about the liver enzymes being elevated, because I didn't want anything, you know, to be elevated that should be normal. And I'd asked about that several times, and they said, well, don't worry about it. You know, most of the people in America are that way. But I was not satisfied with that.
Yeah, I think probably the reason why they didn't want to say anything to you is because the reason why you had those elevated enzymes, which by the way, now they're all normal with the supplements you've been taking, thank goodness.
Right.
But you were on, when we first started, you were on 12 different prescription drugs.
Correct.
And so how many, we're still working together, we've got a little ways to go, but how many are you taking now?
Well, I'm off of 5 medications right now, and my glucose is normal, my blood pressure is normal, and my triglycerides and cholesterol have gone down tremendously, and they're close to normal.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you were able to go off, I think, one or two blood pressure medications, so... And then you're able to go off your metformin and diabetes medication. We got you off the statin drug.
Correct.
And then now I'm not sure if you're still taking Flexeril or amitriptyline. I know you're weaning off one of those.
No.
I know you're weaning off of, and then Lyric, I know you're weaning off of that.
Right. I'm off of the amitriptyline and the cyclobenzaprine. I'm completely off those, and I feel a lot better since I'm off those. And I'm almost about halfway off of the Lyrica.
Yeah, you're close. Yeah. We got a little more work to do there, but I have no doubt we'll be able to do that.
Right.
And so, you know, over this last few months that we've been working together, what has been the biggest change you've seen in your lifestyle? What has happened in the last few months?
Well, the biggest thing has been the way that I feel and mm-hmm. my energy level. Because before, like I said, I just had an all-over achiness and everything hurt, and I was tired all the time, and I couldn't do anything. I wasn't bedridden. I was couch-ridden, I suppose, because I was on the couch all the time. But now I'm not. I'm able to do things. My energy level is just great. I mean, my husband can't believe it. He can really tell the difference. And the way I feel, I don't hurt. I don't have the achiness. Most of my soreness is completely gone. I go to get a massage once a month, and my massage therapist couldn't believe how much better I was because I'm usually saying, oh, and she's saying, well, you're awfully quiet. What's going on with you? And I told her, and she said, well, my mom has fibromyalgia, and I've been giving her information about you. So
that's great. And so by doing the anti-inflammatory diet, you were able to lose that weight that you'd picked up just from the low metabolism associated with fibro. Now, how much weight did you lose?
I lost around 30 pounds.
And so the point is really not to lose weight. The point is that what it did, it allowed you, your fasting glucose sugar level at one time was about, I think, 179 on one of my tests. And that's, you know, sky high. I mean, it's very dangerous, that is. And now it's down to normal. And so by losing that weight, you were able to get off the diabetes medication, the blood pressure medication, and the cholesterol medication. Whereas if you hadn't have lost that weight, you know, they would have been happy just to keep you on that forever. I mean, that was the plan, just to keep you on those meds. And all those meds have potential side effects.
Right. Well, my thing that I tell people is that if you have fibromyalgia, fibromyalgia is a bunch of symptoms. And if there's symptoms, there's something causing it. And I searched for years. I read everything I could find about fibromyalgia. And it was all the same thing, all the same thing, all the same thing. And finally, I got online and I found you. And since then, things have been different.
Yeah. Thank goodness. Well, you've worked hard to get healthy, and that's what you got to do. And I think it sounds like I've trained you well, because that's exactly what I tell people. Fibromyalgia is just a name. It's a group of symptoms, which are warning signs. And that, you know, what you got to do is find out where you're broken down. And that's what we did. And then, you know, to your credit, you've worked hard. You've done everything I've asked you to do. You know, you stayed on this diet, and you've just done great. I'm just so proud of you.
Well, I'm very proud of myself, too, I have to say.
Well, that's great. Was there anything you want to share with any of the listeners this evening, any advice you'd like to give them?
Well, a couple of things. One thing is when I came across you on the Internet, I researched you for about a month before I ever decided whether or not I was going to, you know, even call you. And I decided what you were saying made sense, and it was different than anything that I had heard. And I had prayed and asked God to give me somebody that would, a doctor that would help me. And it was the next day that I got on the Internet and that I found you. But anyway, what I'd like to say is that when you call me, that you've always I always enjoyed sharing my progress with you, because when I would just go to a regular doctor, I never had any progress. It was always complaints about how I was worse and so forth and more medications. But you gave me encouragement. You helped me to get better, to get over this, and you listened to me, and you were always listened to all my questions, and you always encouraged me and helped me out. And I would encourage anybody to do this, because it has changed my life. I was down to, I would say, practically no quality of life. But now I can say that I do have a quality of life, a great quality of life, and I'm able to do things that I've always, you know, wanted to do when I retired. So.
Well, I really just want to say thank you for coming on and sharing your story, because that's going to mean a lot to people who listen to this, because it is. It is kind of scary working
right.
with somebody by phone. That's so unusual, and that's going to change. I mean, that's really going to change in the next decade. You're going to see that. But for right now, it's still a very scary thing. And I think in particular
yeah.
with fibromyalgia, because you've been to so many doctors and no one's been able to help you, and you just get so discouraged by the whole thing.
That's right. That's exactly how I was. And then you get to the point that you don't even feel like going to the doctor, you know, and you know what they're going to do is really, they don't know what to do, and it's really not going to help. And, you know, it was just discouraging. But I'm just a lot better, and I'm much happier, and I know I'm going to continue to get better and get well.
Yeah, we got a little more work to do, but I'm so excited to go to the next chapter. Yeah, I'm so excited to see your next set of blood work. Well, Janelle, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I look forward to talking to you in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So Janelle Smith from Georgia joined me tonight, and periodically I'll have some of my patients come on, and really for that very reason I just shared, I realized that trusting a doctor who you get exposed to over the internet, or maybe you read his book or her book or whatever it is, in my case my book, but you know, it's kind of a scary thing. And so I like to have some of my patients come on and for you to be able to hear what they've gone through and to make it more meaningful for you. And a lot of times I think what happens is it's people with fibromyalgia, they just get beat down so much. They get so, you know, sick and tired. And then they just get sick and tired of the whole thing. You know, you do. It just exhausts you. And you do all this research, and you go to all these doctors, and you try all these things, and, you know, you just don't feel any better. And just pretty soon, you just, you know, you want to give up. And oftentimes, doctors will tell you that you just have to live with it. And I don't think you do. And so I want to encourage you, if Janelle's story resonates with you, I want you to realize that the patients that I work with are as sick, if not sicker, than you. And so no matter what state of health you're in, there's definitely hope that, yes, you too can get healthy, because that's really the only way you get your life back. It's not about taking a bunch of drugs or taking a bunch of supplements. That's not it. I mean, anybody can take supplements, and most of you do, right? I mean, you take all kinds of supplements, but they never work. It's about getting healthy. And to get healthy, oftentimes you need a health coach that can do the detective work, find out where you're broken down with the testing, and then laser in and know exactly what you need to take to start fixing the underlying causes of your problems. Not just telling you, oh, yeah, here, let's try this or let's try that. That just doesn't work when you're really complicated. It just doesn't work. And in Janelle's case, she was on a dozen drugs, and she's come off I think it's a little more than five, but and she's got a few more to go, but she's weaning down. I think pretty soon she'll be off Lyrica, but she has made a tremendous amount of progress. But it wasn't because I put her on a bunch of supplements. I mean, the supplements were there to get her well by fixing underlying biochemical problems, because all it is biochemistry. That's all it is. And so you can try to do it with drugs, which tend to slow things down or speed things up, but they're really working on the symptoms. Or you can use the raw ingredients that God made and intended us for use, which are vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, these things that we should be getting in our diet but may not be able to get in our diet because our diet is so poor, or because we're just so deficient. Or in the case of fibromyalgia, you may have a genetic glitch where you can't convert certain amino acids like tryptophan into the end amino acid like 5-hydroxytryptophan, which then turns into serotonin. You just, you know, you God made you a special way, and one of the little specialities was that you had a glitch in that your ability to be able to convert tryptophan, which you should be getting in the proteins you eat, into 5-hydroxytryptophan. But once you know these things, and testing shows that, then you know exactly what you got to do to fix the underlying problem. So, again, it's not about taking a handful of supplements. It's about getting healthy. And oftentimes what you need is someone to help you guide you in your process of getting healthy, showing you where you're broken down through specific testing, and then putting you on specific supplements and protocols that allow you to, if you need to lose weight, lose weight. If you need to be on an allergy diet to uncover any kind of allergies, whether that's gluten or dairy or wheat or whatever it is, you find that out. You find out that you need to be taking thyroid because the thyroid tests the doctors were doing were basic tests. And because of that, you never knew you had something wrong with your thyroid. Or in Janelle's case, she had something wrong with her liver, and they would have been happy for her liver probably to go into liver failure. They never shared that with her. But that's probably the scenario that was going to happen between her being on a statin drug and having a glucose level of 179. And you never want it above 99. I mean, that's normal. But they were content just to let her go her way and stay on these 12 drugs. And that's the kind of the mentality that's out there. So I encourage you to find a doctor who will work with you one-on-one and will do it in a way that gets you healthy. And I'd like to encourage you, if you'd like to know more about setting up a phone consult with me, or if you want to come to Birmingham, Alabama, you certainly can do that. But you can learn more about the consults that I do at fibroconsults.com. If you go there, you'll learn that 95% of my practice is phone consults. I work with patients all over the world. The testing can be done in your town. You don't have to come to Birmingham to get the blood work done. We can get the blood work set up in your town, and we can get the test kits sent to you so you can do those, whether it's food allergy test or adrenal cortex test or intestinal permeability or yeast overgrowth or whatever it is. We're trying to figure out where you're broken down and using the testing. That all can be done there in your town, and then everything can be done by phone. So, again, I encourage you to go to fibroconsults.com to learn more about that process, and you can see there that you can actually fill out the paperwork online and submit that, and then the clinic will call you and get you set up for a consult. You'll also see on there a phone number. If you've got any questions about anything we're going to talk about tonight, or anything that you've heard in the past or seen on the internet or read in my book, you certainly can call the clinic, and they'll be happy to answer any of your questions and help you any way they can. Now, what I'd like to do here moving forward is I've got some questions that have come in by internet, and I just want to answer some of these, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'll take your questions this evening until we wrap things up. So the first question comes in, and it says, Dr. Murphy, what is the best natural supplements for pain? So that's a great question. I mean, pain is, you know, the key thing with fibromyalgia. I'd say that, you know, the fatigue and the pain are the two biggies. And the thing with pain and fibro is that you need to realize there's no magic supplement or drug that's going to stop the pain entirely. The conventional approach is to give you pain medication or to give you Lyrica or Neurontin. But the problem with that is, well, with Lyrica and Neurontin, there's just so many potential side effects. Only about 25% of the people or 30% of people who try that medication can actually take it. And then only 25% of the people who can take it actually see a benefit. So those medications can cause weight gain and depression and anxiety, and they can cause incoordination, balance issues, ringing in your ears, problems with macular degeneration, and problems with visual disturbances. They can increase your risk of type 2 diabetes and cause diffuse achy muscle pain. The list goes on and on, so it's not something you want to be taking. The thing with pain meds is that, yes, they do work. I mean, pain meds do reduce pain, no doubt about it. The problem is eventually you have to take more and more of the pain meds because your body builds up an adaption to them. And then what happens is you have to use stronger and stronger pain meds. And if you do that over a year or two or five or ten, you do so much damage to the body, and then eventually you're going to get to the point where there's nothing left for you to take because there's nothing left out there strong enough to reduce your pain. Your body has built up such a tolerance. So doing, you know, going that route is not the answer. So there are some things over the counter that can help with pain, like DL-phenylalanine that I talk about in the book, which is an amino acid. It makes dopamine, which helps block pain levels. S-adenosylmethionine, SAMe, is a great pain blocker. Arnica tablets and arnica gel, which is a homeopathic remedy, is really good for inflammation and pain. Trimyl cream, which also is great, is a topical. Curafin. Curafin is a supplement that has boswellia and turmeric and DL-phenylalanine, and that can be very helpful. But what you really want to do is you want to get healthy. And by getting healthy, what you see is your pain threshold goes up so you have less pain. See, what happens with fibromyalgia is you get so run down and depleted in certain chemicals that allow you to be able to handle stress, that then what you see is your pain threshold goes down, it goes low. And when you have a low pain threshold, then pain is magnified. So little things that never used to bother you, like someone shaking your hand or giving you a hug or wearing a tight shirt or pulling the covers up over your bed or putting your feet down on the ground, things like that that never bothered you now bother you. And that's because your pain threshold is very, very low. And any pain that you have is now magnified. So if you've got wear and tear arthritis, or what's called osteoarthritis, that pain that normally probably wouldn't even bother you, but when you get run down, your pain threshold's low, you're going to see that osteoarthritis starts to bother you. If you've got some back issues, some spinal issues from old injuries, some degeneration, or some maybe a past surgery even, you're going to see that bothers you more than it should. If you've got osteoporosis, which is bone weakening, you're going to find that maybe in the past it didn't bother you, but now it starts to bother you. So any underlying pain issue that normally, you know, you would just shrug off, now it's really pronounced. It's really a problem. And so the thing that you got to do with fibro is you got to raise your pain threshold. And you do that by restoring your stress coping chemicals like serotonin and dopamine and norepinephrine and cortisol and DHEA. And then you want to make sure you get plenty of the stress coping supplements, minerals like magnesium and vitamin C and the B vitamins. And by doing that, what you see is your pain threshold now goes up and you have less pain. Then you want to make sure you're getting deep restorative sleep, because if you're not getting deep restorative sleep, you're going to see that you have an increase in your inflammatory chemicals by 40%. So you're going to have much more pain. If you need to lose weight, you need to lose weight because you store inflammatory chemicals in any extra fat cells that you have. So you have more inflammation, which drives up your pain. If you have food allergies, if you have food sensitivities, things that you're allergic to, that can cause pain. You can develop a condition called leaky gut or intestinal permeability, and that condition can trigger inflammatory chemicals being released into your body called kinins, and that can cause inflammation and cause pain. So there's a number of things that you can do, certainly, you know, over the counter, but ideally what you want to do is you want to get healthy. And then by doing that, now you have fixed the problem. So it's more than just taking some arnica or some DL-phenylalanine. It's really about getting healthy so that your pain threshold goes up and your pain level goes way down. That's really, you know, really that's what I want to encourage you to think, you know, think in those terms. And I go into great detail about that in my book. Okay, here's another question. Dr. Murphy, you talk a lot about getting tests, but I've had dozens and dozens of tests, and my doctor says all my tests are normal. If my tests are normal, why do I feel so bad? And this is sign Ann. Well, the thing is, Ann, you probably have had dozens and dozens of tests, and they tell you everything's normal. Now, big problem with that is oftentimes they tell you everything's normal, and it's not. So with Janelle, they're telling her everything is fine, but everything wasn't fine. She had all sorts of problems that we found. One of the things that we found is she had low vitamin D level, and no one ever told her that because no one had ever checked for it. So with low vitamin D, your pain threshold goes down, so pain is magnified. When you have low vitamin D levels, your immune system's compromised. You tend to have problems with low moods and depression and anxiety. And no one had ever tested for that. No one ever told her about that. I routinely get patients who have elevated liver enzymes or have low ferritin levels that have been missed. And so when you've got a low ferritin level, that's a sign that your body's low in iron. Now, they're doing the basic testing, so they tell you is everything is okay. The problem is if your ferritin is low, and it can be just low normal, anything below 50, then that increases your risk of developing a lot of fatigue that you shouldn't have. It also can increase your chances of having fibrofog because you're not getting enough blood and oxygen to the brain. And it can also increase your risk of developing restless leg syndrome because low iron is associated with restless leg syndrome. So you probably have had a bunch of testing, but it's all the basic testing. And not only is it basic testing, but again, oftentimes they're telling you that everything is okay, but it's not okay. So doctors who practice functional medicine like I do, we look at testing different. So our parameters are different because we're not telling you that we want you to be like the average person down the street. We want your levels to be at optimal levels. When I say that, that means if you have a hemoglobin level or a hematocrit level, that's, you know, signs of how well your iron is doing, and it's low normal, that's a sign to us that you're low and you probably need to be on iron or you need some more testing. But most doctors would say, oh, yeah, you're low normal, that's fine. If you're high normal, that's not good. That means you're probably high, and that needs to be investigated. So if you've got a calcium level at 10.2, and the cutoff is 10.2, and they tell you everything's fine, but what they're not telling you is as an adult, you should never have a calcium level above 10. And if you do, then you're at risk of having a parathyroid tumor, and you need to be checked for hyperparathyroidism. And that's a simple little test. It's just a PTH test, a parathyroid test, and an ionized calcium test will show you that. But most doctors don't ever check for that. I can't tell you how many patients that is something that shows up in the blood work when I do that. So, again, I go back to what I've said and continue to say, yeah, I do think you need to be tested. I think you need to get the right testing, and you need to work with the right doctor. And I would encourage you, if you've had all these testing and they're telling you everything's normal and you still feel bad, you still have fibromyalgia, I would encourage you to check out my site and my book, and I would encourage you to consider doing a consult with me. And you can learn more at thefibroconsults.com. Here's another question. Dear doctor, if you really had a cure for fibromyalgia, everybody would know about it. There's no cure for fibromyalgia. Well, so this is something I get a lot. I'll post it on my fan page and comes in by email to my clinic. And, you know, really there's just, you need to realize this. This is going to sound jaded, but this is the way it is. No one cares about a cure for fibromyalgia unless it involves a prescription drug or a surgical procedure or a long-term commitment to a clinic. That's the way it is. I mean, think about it. How it is right now, the way it's set up healthcare, which is not healthcare, it's disease care. But the way it's set up in our country is if you get a diagnosis of something, you have it from the symptoms that you have, and all symptoms are warning signs. So in the case, let's just take high blood pressure. That's an easy one to explain. So you have high blood pressure. What happens? You go to your doctor, they tell you have high blood pressure, they tell you how dangerous it is, and it can be dangerous, no doubt about it. So then they put you on blood pressure medication. And if the blood pressure goes down, fine, you just stay on that blood pressure medication. If it doesn't go down, they put you on another blood pressure medication. But what they do is they leave you on that medication for life. So if you have high blood pressure when you're in your 30s, you're still going to be taking that blood pressure medication for the next 50 years. And they're content with that. And guess who else is content with that? Pfizer and Eli Lilly and Forest Laboratories. They're all very happy that, you know, to help you lower your blood pressure, and they're very happy that you will stay on their blood pressure medication for years to come. Now, I know that sounds very jaded, but that's the way it is. So nobody cares about a chiropractor nutritionist in Birmingham, Alabama, who's having success with fibromyalgia, and yes, has written a book, and yes, has been doing it for 20 years, and yes, is recognized as an expert by most people, including peer group. But no one cares about me because there's no money to be made from what I do in the big pharma world. They don't care. There's no way you can patent getting somebody healthy. That's not what pharmaceutical companies do, and that's really not what conventional medicine doctors do either. That's not what their intent is. You go see them, you get on the appropriate drug, and you get managed. And as long as your symptoms are doing okay, you know, most of the time you're happy. All that's changing. People are starting to question that mentality because there's always some price to pay for being on medications, and that's potential side effects, as well as just the cost of it. But that's really what it's about. So there's no way that people are going to know about what I'm doing because people really don't care. That's just the way it is. Okay, Dr. Roger, what do you recommend for Raynaud's syndrome? Well, with Raynaud's syndrome, it's, you get this cold hands, cold feet, you have a lot of pain from that, and typically they'll try to put you on different medications, corticosteroids or other medications from the rheumatologist. But there's some natural things you might want to consider. And one of the things you really want to make sure is that you get the appropriate testing for thyroid. Because if your thyroid's low, you're going to see that you have decreased body temperature and definitely going to decrease circulation. And your thyroid controls every cell in the body. And when your thyroid's not, when it's sluggish, it's not working like it's supposed to, everything in your body slows down. All your systems slow down. So your digestion slows down, so you get constipation. Metabolism slows down, so you start to gain weight. Your mental clarity slows down, so you start to have problems with your thinking. You start to have problems with your blood flow, okay, your circulation. So you start getting cold hands or cold feet. Or you can start having slow down in your nerve transmission, so your nervous system, so you get tingling in your hands and feet. But I would definitely make sure that your thyroid is optimized, and I would get the appropriate testing, and you can read more about that in the chapter that I have on thyroid. And then I would make sure you work with a doctor to make sure that they got you on a good aggressive dose of thyroid to kick your metabolism in to see if that made a difference. The other things you can do that are really simple would be to take ginkgo biloba, 120 to 240 milligrams a day. That has been shown to increase circulation. Niacin. Now, niacin, which is B3, that can cause flushing. Okay, so you want to start off on a low dose. Start off with, maybe 100 milligrams a day, and then after a few days go to 200 milligrams a day in divided doses. And eventually, though, you work up to 2,000 milligrams a day. But that does increase circulation, and it can help with Raynaud's syndrome. The other thing is you want to make sure that you're taking 800 to 1,200 IUs of vitamin E, and it needs to be mixed tocotrienols to help you with your circulation. So you need to get the appropriate vitamin E, but sometimes vitamin E can be very helpful. So those are some questions that came in tonight. And then real quickly, because the blog came out today about food allergies, I do want to mention a little bit more about that. I have a whole chapter about food allergies in my book. And you can, the book's available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, most bookstores throughout North America. But real quickly, food allergies are the great masqueraders. They can cause just about any symptom that we have, whether that's fatigue, headaches, migraines, tingling in the hands and feet, ringing in the ears, pain. It can cause all sorts of things. So you want to make sure that if that's something that needs to be explored, you certainly don't want to miss, the opportunity to catch that and help you with some of your chronic symptoms that you have. Food testing, the best food allergy testing is ELISA testing, okay? And most tests that are done in allergists are the skin prick test or the RAS test. And the problem with those tests is they're measuring IgGE, which is an antibody, a reaction that is only for those things that happen immediately. So they're very good at catching things like shellfish allergies where you go in, you eat you eat some seafood and you blow up like a balloon, you know, go into anaphylactic shock. They're good at catching those things. They're good at catching inhalant allergies like pollens and dander and that kind of thing. What they aren't good at is catching delayed sensitivity allergies. And those allergies are measured by IgG 1 through 4. And that may take 72 hours before they ever show up. And there's the ELISA test, which is a blood test, is a test that you want that will show that. Now, short of doing the food allergy testing, which you can work with a doctor to do that. I use that, you know, test my patients with with the food allergy test. You can also look in the book. There's an elimination diet, so you can go off gluten, which is oftentimes a trigger for problems, whether that's pain or problems with your thyroid. There is a direct relationship between gluten intolerance or gluten allergy, true celiac disease, and Hashimoto thyroiditis, where the body actually attacks and it compromises the thyroid function. So there's a whole, I talk more about that in the book on thyroid. Many of my patients don't do well in sugar and starches. And so anyway, you can see more about the elimination diet in the book, and I would encourage you to read that chapter. And it goes into a lot of detail about that. But now what I'd like to do, because I'm kind of running out of gas this evening, it was a long day in clinic, and I want to make sure my voice holds out, so I'm going to open up the lines. I want to make sure that I can take your questions tonight. So if you've got a question, if you'll hit star 6, that'll bring you on the line, and I'll do my best to answer your question this evening. So if you've got a question, Hello. You'll need to hit star 6. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, doctor. This is Patty. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Patty.
I've spoken to you once or twice before, doctor, and since then I've gotten your book, and I'm into several chapters already, and it's a fascinating read. Everything there, as I said to you before, seems to apply to me. Janelle was very, very interesting. It almost seems impossible to think that I could feel better like she has, because you feel so hopeless. We try different things. I have a wonderful, supportive husband and family. And yet, I'm 69. I look fairly young for my age, but I feel in my heart and my head, I'm like 30, but my body feels like 100. I'm anxious to fill out the form, the questionnaire.
Yeah,
and I have a question
about
that. Some questions pertain to me previously. Do I answer them still like they would pertain to me, or do I answer them in the state I am in now?
The state that you're in now. Now, some of those would be your past history, so you know, surgery that you've had or things in the past. So it would be in the context of how the question's asked, I guess. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question specific enough, but... what I would tell you, do the best that you can, because when I do the consult, I go through that entire thing with you and make sure that I'm Sherlock Holmes. I mean, I'm going through there trying to see if there's anything that stands out that's a clue, and I'll go through that with you. So just do the best you can.
Okay, wonderful. You have answered my question. And, doctor, if we decided to forego the phone appointment and come to Alabama, what's your usual appointment time? How long is the wait to get an appointment with you personally?
That just depends. And so what I would encourage you, if you want to do that, the best thing is just call the clinic and tell them that that's what you'd like to do. And they'll try to accommodate you so it'll work with your schedule. And typically now, if you come to the clinic, I would count on an hour and a half, because there could be a little bit of won't be a long wait. I try to run pretty good on schedules as far as doctors go. You know, we can be bad about that, but I'm pretty good about that. But I would count on about an hour and a half. But I would encourage you to call the clinic, and they can give you more information. Sometimes – it's 2 weeks. Sometimes it can be six, but you know, we'll do our best to get you in as quick as we can.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I take a lot of vitamins and herbs and minerals. I'm not on, I'm only on two prescription drugs. One is 50,000 IUs of vitamin D, and then I take Avista for breast health. And
mm-hmm,
I don't have
mm-hmm.
blood pressure or diabetes,
mm-hmm,
but yet
mm-hmm.
I still feel absolutely... I was.
Have tried Cymbalta.
Yeah, I have tried Cymbalta and Lyrica, but boy, they really made me crazy, and they didn't do anything to reduce any kind of pain. I never felt better on them. So,
yeah. So the great thing is you're not on a bunch of medications, so that makes things, you know, it makes things a lot easier. Makes things streamlined, because when I start working with a patient, and my goal is to get them healthy, so part of that is I got to wean them off these medications
right.
that I can, and that takes some time. So in your case, yeah, that's a real plus. As far as your age, I mean, your age is nothing. I mean, that's you're 69 years young. I mean, you can look on my website, and you'll see one of my favorite patients on there is. Heather Nelson, who's 71, my patient from Canada, and then Peggy is on there, and she's 72, and Carol Rader. So, I mean, a lot of my patients are your age, and they're doing great. You know, they're doing great. So age really is not a limiting factor in feeling good again by any means.
No, that's it, doctor. I would love to feel much younger than I do feel
yeah.
now. Believe me, I'm.
Mm-hmm,
I don't
mm-hmm.
feel at 69 you're ready to throw in the towel yet. Now,
no,
doctor,
no.
my glucose levels are slightly elevated from a recent blood work that I had, but just ever so slightly. Does that indicate a tendency towards going towards diabetes?
Well, if it's just one reading, I wouldn't worry about that. Now, what you'd want to get is a hemoglobin A1C level, and that would be that's a little more sophisticated test. That would give you a 3-month average of your daily glucose level, and from that, then you'd have a better idea if that's an issue. But if it's just one reading, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Okay. Well, I suppose that when we start our consultation together, whatever we need to repeat again, I'm willing to do, because I'd rather
yeah,
have
yeah sure yeah we'll go through
have
all
you
that
go over
then,
things with me.
Sure. What I do is I review all the labs that you've had done in the last year or two, whatever you've got, and then I'll point out where there's some possible problems or deficiencies or maybe things that weren't shared, or maybe I interpret them a different way based on what you've shared with me. And then we kind of put together, I'll tell you, based on what you've shared with me, what I think is going on and what needs to be done, so we can kind of get a better idea exactly where you're broken down. And once we got that, then it's all downhill, really. I mean, you know, it maybe not that easy, but it's really just then using the protocols that I've been using for the last two decades then to just start getting things to going in the right direction. So, yeah, that's how we do that.
Good. Now, one more question, doctor, because I know there's probably other callers that would like to ask you questions too. I do get leg swelling, especially during traveling. I'm going to see someone who specializes in lymphedema treatments. Is that part of fibromyalgia too, the leg swelling?
It's not. Well, leg swelling certainly can be part of it, but it's not something that is a common theme like poor sleep. But, you know, with fibromyalgia, it really is the body is just broken down, and you can get just about any symptom with fibromyalgia, and, you know, and they'll call it fibromyalgia. That's kind of the challenge. You get the diagnosis, and they sweep all your symptoms that you're having underneath the fibromyalgia rug, and they tell you, well, you're tired because you're fibromyalgia. You can't sleep because you're fibromyalgia. You have swelling in your legs because of fibromyalgia. So you want to make sure you definitely do the detective work and figure that out. But now, are you carrying around some extra weight? Is that an issue for you?
Oh, yeah, I have gained a lot of weight in the past several years, and no matter what I do, I just can't shake it off.
Okay.
I mean,
so
seriously,
my, yeah,
Weight
my,
Watchers,
yeah.
it,
Sure.
And we
sure.
eat very well.
So,
we eat very healthfully.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we did blood work and we did the right blood work. We did, you know, we did the comprehensive type of blood work. We found there was something wrong with your adrenal glands or your, or even probably your thyroid, so your metabolism was compromised. And because of that, you're going to have, when you're carrying around that extra weight, you have that poor circulation, and you're going to see, especially certain positions that you're in are going to make that worse, like traveling and sitting. You're going to see that you're going to get that swelling. So probably not lymphedema. I mean, it's probably not a lymph problem. It's probably just poor circulation, and that's being caused by the weight, which that's being caused by low thyroid or low adrenal function.
Right, even though all the tests, like you say, come in so-called normal, and then it's
right.
just a vicious circle. I just can't seem to get off of that racetrack of all these problems. And what I hope, Doctor, is I can be one of your success stories and call in like Janelle has and say, I'm on the road to health.
Yeah, I hope so too. That's why I do what I do. I love it. And even all day in the clinic today, my brain's a little tired. My voice is about to go, but that's why I do what I do, because of Janelle and the other patients like that. And so I pray you'll be another one of my success stories too.
Thank you, Doctor. We hope that you get the proper rest you need, and we thank you so very much for dedicating your life to something like this, Doctor, because I know you have a personal life too, and to take time out to help all of us is, you're like an angel. You really are.
Well, Patty, I really appreciate you saying that. That was sweet of you to say that.
Well, Doctor, I'll let someone else ask you some questions, and I'll still hang on and listen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So we've got a little bit more time here. So if you got a question, if you'll come on the line, and if you're not on the line yet live, you'll just need to hit *6. That'll bring you on the call. So we'll wait a few more minutes and see if we got some callers trying to get on. Hi, Tricia. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Murphy. I just had two questions. What happened to you last week? You disappeared in the middle of the call, and we had about five or six of us that called back, and we chatted for another 45 minutes.
Oh, I got hit by lightning. Yeah, a lightning strike came and knocked my phone service out, and I could not get back on the call. Yeah, so
we were hoping it was nothing catastrophic, but that could have been.
Oh no, it was just one of those freak things. It just killed the call, and I couldn't get back on, no matter what I tried to do. So that's what happened.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay. But anyway, there were about four or five of us that called back in, and we chatted about fibromyalgia.
Good. I'm glad y'all had a little party without me then. That's good.
Yeah, and the lady that you were trying to get on last week, I can't remember her name. It was a little unusual. Alika. Or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was there, so we got to hear her story. We did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She must not have been able to get on the call when I was trying to get her on the call, yeah.
Yeah, she was trying to, she said.
Okay.
But the only other thing I wanted to bring up, and if you don't want to bring this up, that's fine, and then we'll leave everybody wondering what we're talking about. But do you want to make any mention of what we found out today about my situation and as being a possibility for other people?
No. Yeah, I think that would open up a whole can of worms that, go ahead and mention it, but I think we're going to run out of time if I do. But what I would share is that in your case, we did find that you have that you had Lyme disease, and so that's just, you know, that is obviously when you hear that, it's a scary thing to hear. But in your case, as I shared with you, you've already been working with me in a program for 6 weeks or so, a couple months, and you're doing better. You're starting to gain some traction. You're doing better. You shared that with me today, and so what my strategy with you is, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing because you're getting better. If we get you well, it doesn't matter what you got. Now, having said that, this is where you can, you know, it can turn, you know, 180 degrees, is that I don't treat Lyme. I'm not a Lyme specialist. That's
right,
not what
right.
I do. So I don't want anybody to interpret that or that I'm saying that what I do for you is going to help fix Lyme. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is
right.
our goal is to get you healthy, and there's enough other stuff going on that I know we can fix. And by doing that, mm-hmm. you're going to see you're going to continue to do better. And the Lyme, as long as it's in the background, it's not giving you any problems, we're not going to bother it, and hopefully it's not going to bother us.
Well, yeah, and that's my intention, too, is to continue the program and, you know, get healthy. That's only going to help things. And then on the sideline, I may be trying to, you know, in a few months, look for somebody that can specifically help take care of the Lyme infection, because, you know, it's a bacterial infection, so that's a whole different issue. But I am getting better. I'm feeling much better, and you know, it only took about 3-4 weeks to really see a difference. So I appreciate
yeah.
that, and I'll get off so maybe you can get one or two more people on. So.
Okay, thanks for the call.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so if you got a question, if you'll hit *6, that'll bring you on the line. So I'm going to wait just a few more minutes and see if you got any questions, and I'm going to wrap it up, because tonight's my night for my to read bedtime stories to my 6 and 10 year old tonight. So, but I'll give you a few more minutes, and please feel free to interrupt me if you have a question. But I'm going to start just kind of winding things down a little bit. But if you have a question, you certainly feel free to ask it as I'm winding things down. So what I want to just kind of recap tonight is what I've learned of almost 20 years now being in specialty practice of fibromyalgia is that the only way to get your life back, to get healthy and stay that way, to feel good, is you got to get healthy. It's just the only way that works. And there really is no magic pill. There's no magic supplement. There's no magic diet. There's no magic massage or chiropractic adjustment. There's nothing magical about it. It's work. It is work. And what I have found out the hard way, because when I owned this medical practice that I owned years ago, and we could use every drug we wanted to, and we did. We experimented with everything that was out there. What I found is that that oftentimes could be a short-term fix. I mean, people did feel better if we got them on Ambien. They did sleep. But then what we found out is 6 months later, they started having all these other problems with fibro fog and, you know, achy muscle pain and poor memory and these things that they didn't have previously, or they were certainly more aggravated. And we realized that the medications came at a cost, and the cost was is that each one of those had a potential side effect. Now, again, I'm not anti-drug. There's a time and a place for drugs. Thank goodness we have them. If you've got a raging strep infection, you need to be on antibiotics. If you've blown your disc out, you need to be on steroids. Or pain medication, or both. I mean, you need to do whatever you need to do. Conventional medicine is great at saving lives. It's amazing what they can do to be able to do the things that they can do on a daily basis. What they're not good at, and this is what people are now realizing, is they're not good with chronic diseases. They're not good at managing things like fibromyalgia and other things, arthritis, things, because really their only mentality is to put you on a drug or more drugs to cover up the symptoms. And if you keep covering up the symptoms, eventually there's going to be a price to pay. And that price usually is that your health has suffered from the cost of the side effects of these medications. So what I would encourage you to do, if what I've shared with you tonight resonates with you, makes sense, then I encourage you to get a copy of the book and read more about what I've shared with you. And you can get the books available at most bookstores or Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com. And I would encourage you to read that book. And then if you feel like you need some help in getting your health back and getting, you know, if you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, you just set up with the whole thing, then you need a health coach. You need somebody that can get you healthy and find out where you're broken down and then work with you on a weekly basis to make sure it happens. then I would encourage you at that, you know, to find out more about that process by going to fibroconsults.com. And you can also watch all the free videos, and I've got free articles. There's a tremendous amount of free material available to you, past audios, these conferences available, and you can take advantage of those by going to treatingandbeating.com and take that information and use it any way you can. You don't have to see me if that doesn't make sense to you. But use that information and do something different than what you're doing now. Take a different direction than just doing the conventional route, because I'm telling you, doing this 20 years is a dead end. Most doctors know that. So I would encourage you to do something different than just the same old that you've been doing. I look forward to your questions each and every Tuesday night on my Tuesday night call, at the same time, same dial-in number, same access code. And again, I want to encourage you to find out more about the phone consults by going to fibroconsults.com. And then again, I look forward to your questions each and every Tuesday night. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com.